Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay. See ya. Back to the police thing. Aram says to Dan, on paper, does Chris Schur not make a good fit to be a cop? He's an All-American track athlete with a bachelor's degree in accounting. Yeah, I don't know if it's... Who knows? I mean, when you get somebody who's... in the heat of battle like that, they're supposed to test these people. So who knows? Maybe he's just not. All caution or all. There's a lot of things that go out the window when you're exhausted. He was really, really tired at the end of that. I mean, he was probably as spent physically as anybody could during that struggle with Patrick Loyola. I've been hypnotized once. It's fantastic. You do shit that you're like, what the fuck? I believe her that she felt someone touch her. I do believe her. As always, thanks to the great sponsors that make this show possible. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. You can reach out to them. That's ervines.com. ervines.com. Great place to get your vehicles repaired in the middle of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Any car, any EV, any hybrid, 616-532-6600. That's 616-532-6600 if it's as simple as an oil change. Maybe get the brakes redone, wheel alignment, whatever. They do it all. I love the fact that when you take the car there, they're going to go over it with a fine-tooth comb to determine everything on every system to make sure it's in good running order. 616-532-6600 for Irvine's. There's racing this weekend at Berlin Raceway. Tickets are $14. Buy them in advance at berlinraceway.com. Kids 15 and under are free. Parking is free. You can bring in a 12 by 18 cooler with all the snacks you want inside of it. Snacks and soft drinks. No booze, no glass. You can get to their website, berlinraceway.com. Racing Saturday at 4 p.m. You can see the number 9K Adam Kasari car. I'm not even sure if the limited late models are running this weekend at Berlin. The 9K car at Berlin Raceway. No, they're not racing. This weekend, it's the super late models, the Sportsman, the four cylinders, and the mini wedges. Limited late models are May 17th. It's a damn good thing that the limited late models aren't racing this week because Adam's car was in a big crack-up. It was a bummer. Poor guy. They were just about to go to green flag racing at the start of the feature. And somebody in front checked up. And the guy behind Adam did not and just smashed right into him, pushing his car into the vehicle in front of him. And that's it. He didn't even get a lap in. And he was injured, actually. He went to the docks for a concussion. I probably shouldn't say that, but Anyway, there you go. He's all right. Speaking of Adam, he is also a realtor. If you are buying or selling your home, reach out to Adam, 616-914-4061. He is the realtor of choice on the Eric Zane Show podcast. A-D-A-M, Adam Kasari, C-A-S-A-R-I, Adam Kasari on Facebook, or just call 616-914-4061. Amy says, oh my God, who is Adam's on-site nurse? Is there a sign-up sheet available? Yeah, he is like the show Thirst Trap, Adam is. Young, single, ready to mingle. Now, Amy is married to Mr. Amy, so I think she's just blowing smoke there. But Rebecca is not married. She is also single and ready to mingle. Or we could say she's torqued and ready to pork. She would absolutely want to be on the Nurse Adam sign-up team. Back to our story about the cop. Donut Dan says, Rebecca, I think that out of 1,000 cops, there are about 10 total waste products and another 50 overbearing types who ride the line of the law very closely. Some of these overzealous types are the ones everyone hates. Just because the law says we can enforce it, it is not always the best option. Overall, I think that most cops are great people and fully qualified. Rebecca says, I would agree that most cops are good. It just seems that there isn't much accountability for the bad, and the bad ones eventually get the most attention. Donut Dan, who not only was a cop, he used to be a race car driver, answers the question that, yes, the driver of the car pays the bills. Excuse me. Yeah, that's expensive. They basically just, if they're successful in winning a race, the money they make goes towards like fuel and tires. Amy is running the 25K this weekend. Formerly the Fifth Third. Now it's the Amway Riverbank Run. That race is owned by Russ Hines, the fucking dork who fired me from Free Beer and Hot Wings. I can't say for sure if Russ fired me. I mean, I have my thoughts on that. But I wasn't privy to any of those meetings. Dan says there is one way to make a small fortune in racing. Start with a big fortune. Yeah. Tophis, who's in New York, says, Amway? Riverbank Run? You mean like the pyramid scheme? Well, I think technically it's not a pyramid scheme, but it seems quite pyramid-y. I know this all too well. I have been, I remember, I'll never forget this. I was working at the radio station, Z93, the afternoon guy, Tim Hartley. I was a night guy. I would take over for him. I come walking into the radio station. This is probably 1991. Hey, Tim. Hey, what are you doing? I'm just doing some, what is it called? I'm doing some dream building. I go, what is dream building? Well, you know, it's I just started a business and I'm on my way to being a multimillionaire. So I'm doing my dream building and looking at boats and mansions and cars. I go, I know what's going on. Well, I don't know if it interests you. It's just a business opportunity. Do you want to learn more about it? Well, what is it? What do I do? Because, well, it's too hard to explain now. All you need to know is that, like Chris just wrote, what? You don't like to make money? He goes, yeah, it's a little-known business opportunity. And there's only a few select people that I'm letting in on this. Do you think you might have the right stuff to be in this? I mean, literally, it's an opportunity to just make as much money as you want for something that you're already doing right now. I go, well, yeah. Yeah, I'd like to know. All right, well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to have a business meeting in about a week here, and it's invite only. So I'm inviting you. Okay. I show up at Tim's house. It's a dump, okay? And he's got a buddy of his who's quote-unquote drawing some circles. I don't want to get too far down the rabbit hole of this, but drawing circles is when they describe to you what's happening, how this works. So all I have to do, like when I need a set of tires, I go into the catalog and I order my set of tires. And then when I buy those tires, I get points. Now, not only do I get the points, Tim above me, he gets the points. And for all the points that you get money. The points translate to money. So let's say Tim gets 1,000 people to buy tires. And let's say I get 1,000 people to buy tires. Now all those points Tim gets and I get. I don't get the 999 other people's points, but it's up to me to convince more people to buy their tires from this fucking catalog. All right. Now, when you, with me and then Tim and then the people above him, it's in a pyramid style shape. All right. The guy at the tip top lives here in Grand Rapids. And I'm down there at the bottom. But I'm fighting the good fight. And I'm going to keep building my business. So not only am I buying tires, but if I'm out of jelly, I'm going to get some. Yeah, I'll take your Amway jelly. I'll take your Amway tires. Now, if I buy the Amway tires, the tires that I actually did buy, Amway tires. Well, they were like Goodyear tires, but it was through the Amway catalog. So Amway would then take those tires, and for a 1982 Chevy Chevette, these very, very small tires, it would probably cost you back then about $180 for four tires. Stand by. But I'm getting them from the catalog, so it's $780. Yeah, but you get the points, and you're building the business. Oh, yeah, yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah, if you get out there in the next week and you get 5,000 other people to buy those tires, you're going to make like $30, man. It's like, you know how like you hear about an artist on Spotify who gets like 90 million plays and he gets like $5 for that? It's like that. Yeah, man. Well, I'm living my dream here. I'm doing some dream building, and I know if I keep convincing, and it's really brainwashy. You got a real brainwash feel to it. And I've told this story before, but it was like a Wednesday night. I'm there. I'm starting to think. I'm still fully consumed by this dream, you know. And I'm I'm telling all my friends and family, hey, guess what? I got a great big business opportunity for you. Well, what is it? You know, they're all like my age. We're all dumb, naive, looking for anything. And so I'm like doing that. And, you know, maybe some people are going for it. Maybe not. I then tell my family this. All right. Hey, you're doing this and I'm going to make you rich. And now they're all older than me. So they're all looking at me like I'm an idiot. But they let me shoot my shot and I make my little presentation. And then they go, yeah, wow, that's something. Okay. It is awkward. Yeah, can I sign you up? Are you in? Are you ready to build some dreams? Wednesday night, my phone rings. Hey, it's me, Tim. Yeah, buddy. Road trip. I'm coming to get you. I'll be there in 30 minutes. We're going to Asheville, North Carolina to see Ogmandino. It's a big rally. What? I can't afford that. If you don't go, you'll lose money. Picked Pooh Bear and I up. We like call in sick to work. We were working at McDonald's at the time. I was working at the radio station at McDonald's. Yeah, I can't be there. Why? How are we not coming in? Well, I got to do some dream building. We drive all night to Asheville, North Carolina, pack into some venue. It's probably one of these like 5,000 seat venues. And they keep you up like all day and all night. And then they bring out the speaker. The keynote is this writer I've talked about before, Ogmandino. He's dead now. He's all these inspirational books. His keynote speech is the same at every place. But then he goes, now you must go and buy my collection of every book that I've published. And you will make millions of dollars with your dream building with this company. So then I like rush out to the concourse. I buy all the Ogmandino books. All these self-help and then you gotta buy the cassette tapes. Like it's a big plastic binder, and you open it up, and it's that hard devil's plastic, and you turn each page, and there's a cassette, and you like listen to these inspirational things while you're driving around. In fact, I'll never forget, I called Discover from the venue to get an increase on my $1,500 credit line that I had. So I maxed out a credit card on this. Spent all the money we had on these goddamn tapes. And then one day, months down the road, my head came out of the fog. And I went, what have we been doing? This is ridiculous. We hadn't made a dime. And I'll never forget it because I lit a fire in the backyard of the house I lived at on Isabella Road in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. And I burned everything. Pooh Bear, she like wakes up from a nap and I'm sitting by the fire watching it all burn. She goes, what are you doing? I go, I'm burning all that shit we bought. And she's like, she just shakes her head. She realizes she's married to a madman. And then that was it. Fast forward. Regularly now, the two main cogs of this amazing company signed my checks for the hockey team. David and Dan, David Van Andel and Dan DeVos, they own the hockey team. And now, I guess some people this works. Didn't work for me. I hated my life. I look back on that. I'm like, what the fuck? I don't know. Maybe I did it wrong. Chris says, that's still a thing? Oh, yeah, Amway is amazingly large, larger than ever. Now, I don't know if they do business the same way. They might. I think it's big in a lot of places not named the United States. But in my time here in Michigan, which is more than 20 years, West Michigan, standby. I have never once had anybody approach me about it. Rebecca says, Dan Cummins did a whole podcast about Amway being multi-level marketing. Donut Dan says, that darn cult ruined a few of my friendships, unfortunately. What else is here? Magic Misfit says, I'm cracking up. Man Bun Chris says, addictive personality. Eric, never. Man Bun Chris says, didn't you guys have Dan on at WBBL? Dan Cummins. Yeah. His podcast is huge. And when he was on our show to do comedy at Dr. Grin's, he goes, yeah, I do a podcast. We go, yeah, what is it? He's like, yeah, it's called the Time Suck Podcast, but nobody listens to it. Oh, really? Okay, yeah, whatever. That's like one of the bigger shows that exists, the Time Suck Podcast. Levi_S_Jeans says, Primerica was another big one back in the day. You need life insurance, and so does your whole family. Well, that's true, though. I support that. You do need life insurance. Chris says, I love these stories because I fell for all that shit, too. Oh, God. The magical misfit says, Zane's life experience stories are funny as hell. Oh, I love those. I love telling them, too. I'm glad you say that. Tophus says, I tried selling Isagenics 20 years ago. Thought I was going to be a millionaire. Sad how wanting to live above the poverty line makes you do stupid things. Well, it's that, and it's also not a lot of people want to put in the long game. A lot of times to be above the poverty line, there's a little bit that has to go into that. There's some preparation that not everybody, I'm not saying you didn't, but just the idea of trade school or college, I mean, that's a lot. That is fucking a lot. I would understand it if a person said, you know what, I'm just going to try to figure this out and maybe I'll fall into something. And then when that doesn't work, then you're like, all right, I got to go. I have to do something. Honestly, if it wasn't for broadcasting, the route, like if someone said, if you could go back and do it again and broadcasting had nothing to do with it, what would you do? I would have learned a trade. Builder, some type of skill set like electrician or something like that, or mason, something that involves building, I think would have been what I would have done. All right. Nowadays, they're really having a hard time getting people to do those trade jobs. Okay, I want to unpack this moment that happened. Mike Ball, when he sent this to me, it said, I guess the loud pipes didn't work. So in this clip, motorcycle guy pulls up on the right of minivan to give him the finger and tell him he's driving like an asshole. Minivan guy, he gets pissed off at motorcycle guy, and he, well, this happens. Oh! Minivan guy smashes into Harley guy. Whammo! Harley guy lives. Immediately, they were looking for minivan guy. Now, when I first saw this, I was like, okay, I'm on the fence. I don't know who I support here. The idiot side of me is happy that this happened. But I can't do that. I kind of wish that maybe they'd get a flat tire. But I don't know if I can go and get behind hitting him off of the road and keeping going. I think this video needs to be out there, though, so that motorcycle guy knows that it's probably a good idea not to try to engage minivan guy. Tophus says, I'm on minivan side. Chris says, law of gross tonnage. Bike will always lose. David says, F that guy. Who are we effing? Are we effing minivan guy or are we effing motorcycle guy? As far as I know, motorcycle guy might have just waved at him or said hello. I'm not sure. But I think he was basically telling him to go fuck himself. There's the link in the chat. If you want to see it for yourself, I think one of you was saying, hey, I want to see it again or something like that. David says, fuck motorcycle guy. You realize, though, that minivan guy tried to kill him. We don't know what happened before motorcycle guy pulled up next to him and said, hey, fuck you. We don't know that. Nick writes, never fuck with a guy driving a minivan. They're already at wit's end. Donut Dan says, holy fuck. Felonious assault, and I am not a fan of those loud pipe a-holes. Dan says, and why is it a guy in a minivan? It could have been a mom with six kids that was losing her shit. No, it definitely was a guy because they ended up catching the guy. Let's unpack that story. This happened in Portland, Oregon, by the way. Dude is now under arrest. Let's hear how they describe this.
...of a suspected hit-and-run driver. It's 5 o'clock. I'm Elizabeth Dinn.
I'm Jeff Giannola. The terrifying incident in Beaverton yesterday morning all caught on camera. And tonight, that suspect is behind bars. Let's switch to Joey Vaca with the latest on all this. Joey?
Joey, 14 years old.
Jeff, Liz, that suspect is Samir Helio Pizzato Filho. He was arraigned today.
He's a Mexican dude or something similar, which means everybody is just going to say, we need to find out if he's an illegal alien. We got to send him to El Salvador. He's probably got MS-13 tattoos.
Three felony charges in connection to that hit and run Monday. I had the chance to talk to the motorcycle driver's family. They say this has been a lot to deal with, but he is recovering. The Beaverton Police Department came out thanking the public for all the tips that came in after we released this video, saying it helped.
If it were me, I would say, yeah, I got his license plate, but I don't like those pipes. So I'm not going to give it you the information until all guys on motorcycles agree to sell their stupid motorcycles.
To the suspect's arrest. Now they're asking.
The only motorcycle that should be allowed is a Honda Goldwing because it's quiet.
asking for some more help.
It's so fortunate the motorcycle rider is alive in this sense and that we took this suspect off the road. He was a danger.
Beaverton police arrested Samir Helio Pizzotto Filho in connection to this hit and run on Highway 26 Monday morning. We first showed you the video yesterday, wow, which police say sparked a number of tips that helped with the arrest. Officer Matt Henderson with Beaverton PD says some tips suggest this isn't the first time Pizzotto Filho has done this.
What?
Perhaps he's been doing this in the days prior, and so we would just ask anybody that's seen this vehicle, the Kia Carnival.
So he's hit other people? Is that what you're suggesting?
Blue with a Florida license plate. If you've seen the suspect or that vehicle driving recklessly in the days prior, please come forward and let us know.
I spoke with the motorcycle rider's sister, Brittany. She says their family is relieved and grateful for the police, but also for the community support.
It felt really good to have like the community kind of rally around the incident and, you know, give tips and information that could help the police. It felt, you know, good that my brother was seen in all of this.
Despite the fact that he's driving or riding around on this loud ass motorcycle.
In terms of like the tragedy that it was.
I asked Brittany if the family will get any closure from this arrest.
Whatever a judge found fitting for what he did would be sufficient to me. I just feel like he needs to be held accountable. He attempted to kill my brother, and I feel like that needs to be taken care of in whatever way it needs to be in a court of law.
Pizzotto Filho is facing second-degree assault, unlawful use of a weapon, and hit-and-run charges, all felonies. He did not enter a plea at today's arraignment.
Damn, I'm surprised he didn't get attempted murder.
And he'll be in custody until at least a pretrial release hearing. That's next week. The Washington County District Attorney's Office, though, looking to keep him in custody through the end of his trial. Live in Hillsboro, Joey Vaca, Coin 6 News.
Damn.
El Centro de Salud Virginia García Memorial tiene raíces profundas en la comunidad. Hemos brindado...
Wild stuff. That's why I just don't even pay attention to other motorists. You know? I just... Eyes forward, 2 and 10. And everybody gets pissed off at me. I'm in the right-hand lane, minding my own business. A lot of times I'm going slower than the speed limit. Right-hand lane, you can pass me on the left. It's very easy. Why do you have to get on my tail like that? Why do you have to tailgate me? Very dangerous. I have become such an old man driver. Pooh Bear yells at me because people pass me. I'm going too slow. And I'm like, look, I just want to get to my destination with plenty of time to spare because we left early. Relax. Nick says, I want to see an interview with the biker. Did you learn your lesson from acting like tough guy asshole? Tophus says, really hard to feel sorry for the biker. I'll bet that isn't the first time he did that. I don't know. I don't know how you can not feel sorry for the biker. I mean, I'm saying stupid shit, but in all reality, what did he do wrong? You know? Who hasn't done that? I think there's a lot of blanket generalizations being made about biker guy. Dan says, stay out of the effing left lane, EZ. Oh, believe me, I do. I don't go near the left lane. The only thing I like to do is keep it slow enough so that the 18-wheel truck passes me. I'm always trying to conserve fuel. Now, once he passes me, then I'll increase my speed so that I'm still in his draft. But I don't want to tailgate him, but I'll still feel the effects of the draft to increase my mileage. Cole says, all guys on bikes are assholes. That's what he did wrong. Man Bun Chris says, unless I'm not in the left lane unless I'm holding up the integrity of the zipper merge. That's exactly right. I participate in all zipper merges. Most people are suggesting that the asshole of the day will be jerk-off biker. Mediocrity Dave, who, are you still at the courthouse today? Did you get dispatched with public radio to do that again? Says most people who pass me while I'm going the speed limit just end up at the red light before I do. Nick says, I always wanted to get a text scroller for the back of my car to leave messages for tailgaters. You can do that? Now that sounds like something I would love. Dave is still at the courthouse. They are still deadlocked. My God, what a pain in the ass. Okay. Let's see. So that's that guy arrested. All right, we got that taken care of. Got another great story that I need to get to. This is only the 18th person in the world. I'm sorry, in the U.S., to have this type of transplant. A face transplant. This poor bastard tried to take his own life. And do you remember when you would watch like Looney Tunes cartoons? And Daffy Duck? Or maybe Foghorn Leghorn, like the gun, the shotgun would, their head would be covered in like a big puff of smoke. And then when the dust clears, like Daffy Duck's bill was on the other side of his head and he had to pull it around. That's what happened to this guy. I don't know, something went wrong. He didn't have drugs or alcohol in his system. He had his whole life going for him, his whole life ahead of him, young dude, early 20s, and decided that he wanted to end his life. So he got the shotgun, and he blew his face off. And I don't know how he did it. Maybe it was birdshot or something, but he actually, you know, both barrels right aimed at his face from 1 inch away, and shot. And the mom found him outside of the house in a snowbank, literally no face, gone. But he wasn't dead. They chronicled a series of miracles that happened, just fortunate turn of events that kept him alive. And one of them was, they're probably going to say it in the story here, they laid him face down, or what was face down, in his dad's car, and then dad raced to the hospital. Had they had him on his back, he would have drowned on his own blood. But he survived, and he just got a face transplant. Now, what I'm going to show you shows the after and then the before. It's still a little wonky, but I would say that this is the best. I've seen a lot of these images over the years of different people who've gotten face transplants. And this one is the best I have ever seen. Amy laughs that I had to say, what was face down? On his belly. Okay. Now, the image on the right of this dude is after several surgeries. Now, this is on the left after the face transplant. Okay. I mean, he looks better than the average former Zaniac. You know? I would say he looks better than all of the former Zaniacs. I mean, they are progressively getting worse. I would say that the image before the face transplant he looked better than the former Zaniacs. Mom is trying to raise $1 million. And she's raised almost $300,000 as of right now. Let's get into the story from the reporter.
I am number 7, right there.
30-year-old Derek Puff is showing me the first version of himself, the one that in 2012 had a seemingly...
Okay, you might have a little bit of wonky audio. It sounds like it's the music's in one side and the voice is in the other.
A perfect life, a captain of his high school football team. He scored a touchdown in the game that won them the state championship. Wow.
I should say I was very happy when I did. I'll never forget that.
He had a 4.0, amazing friends and family, blessings that followed him to his freshman year of college. Stress about maintaining his success followed him as well.
So yeah, a lot of pressure on myself.
The pressure weighed heavy, but Derek tells me overall he was really quite happy, which makes his story perhaps even more shocking.
I was on a spring break. I came back from a ski trip up north with my friends. I had them over that night to play cards in the basement.
Still struggling with the speech. Anyway, he had the friends over to play cards.
I don't remember getting the gun or doing any of that.
So before that day, you never had any thoughts of suicide?
No, never crossed my mind.
Derek was 19. He had no drugs or alcohol in his system. He and his mom, Lisa, had plans to go to church early the next day. She woke up and went to check on all of her kids around 1:30 in the morning.
I went to Derek's rooms first. He wasn't in his room. I went through the house. I couldn't find him. And Jerry went outside, and then I heard this loud scream, "Derek, no, Derek, no." And he yelled, "Call 911," and he said Derek shot himself. There was no face. It was a gunshot wound right to his head. Jerry put him in the vehicle face down, which really was the first miracle, because if he would have put him face up in the vehicle, he would have drowned on the blood just to get to our hospital.
No one thought that there was any possibility that Derek would live. His parents called their priest. His siblings prepared to say their goodbyes. He was on life support for weeks. Then
one day I said, "Derek, move your foot." And his foot started moving. We don't know what his quality of life is going to be, but there is something still there.
The only way I could communicate with people was try to write it on a whiteboard. So one day I wrote down, "Where am I? Why am I here?" She said, "Yeah, an accident." "Okay, car accident." I wrote down that I hurt anyone. She told me what really happened. I wrote down, "I would never do that."
The second version of Derek began.
From 2014 through 2020, he underwent 58 surgeries.
What were you feeling in that time?
Angry. I mean, why would I do that to myself? And I thought, okay, I'm here. You know, let's get back to normal as fast as we can. All the little things you take for granted, I had to relearn how to do.
Somehow, Derek defied all odds and made it back home. But that does not mean that life got any easier. He no longer had a nose. He had lost an eye. His teeth and lips were mostly gone. The second version of himself looked very different.
I didn't go out in public.
People would point and, you know, call him names. And
they
it was
would?
Just so hard.
Hey, I don't want to believe that happened. You know, God damn, poor guy. They point and call him names. What type of sicko would do that shit?
When he did dare to go out, for instance, back to his high school football field to watch games, he would hide.
I'd go up in that tower right there.
Doctors tried everything to help Derek physically. He tells me they moved part of his leg to his forearm. They attempted to grow a nose for him on his arm.
Wow.
Then, after 10 years, Lisa told Derek that his only option left was a face transplant.
I told her, yeah, this far, wash up.
The surgery at Mayo Clinic would make Derek the 18th person in the country to ever receive a face transplant. And as
Boy,
if Derek's
quite
story
a, quite
couldn't
a thing
get
there, that computer animation when it showed before surgery, after surgery.
18th person in the country to ever receive a face transplant. And as if Derek's story couldn't get any more remarkable.
The day I was able to see my face was the 10-year anniversary of the night that I tried to take my life away. It was like full circle.
March 5th, 2024.
Do you think that that was meant to be?
It was a sign from God.
Yeah.
Truly.
They did such a good job that I think there's a fairly decent chance he'll be able to get some pussy later in life. I believe that. It might be like one of the local duffs, but I still think he can get some serious tail.
That was very tragic. It turned into a good one.
See?
People don't do double takes at them or point at them.
No.
It's just normalcy again.
This is the third version of Derek. He has taken this gift and now travels as a guest speaker at high schools and events advocating for suicide prevention.
You know, the thought of suicide never crossed my mind. I kept up my feelings, emotions inside. I didn't want to talk to anyone about it. Wish I would have. Don't keep it in. You'll feel so much better.
Derek is now 30. He will soon have his last surgery, which includes getting new teeth and having his trach taken out,
okay,
allowing him to eat solid foods for the first time in 11 years.
What are you looking forward to eating?
Pizza.
Pussy.
Yeah. Response.
He has received hundreds of thank you cards from those who have heard his story.
We need to get him laid, and we need mom to not put so much eye makeup on.
Changed thousands of lives. It is the third and final version of Derek Puff, the best one yet.
God chose our family for us to happen to.
Okay.
And for me to live. I truly believe that.
Now, Derek and Lisa never even mentioned it during our interview, but Derek's face transplant and all of his other surgeries cost well over $1 million. There's a GoFundMe to help. I've linked it with this story on WXYZ.com. In Harbor Beach, Sarah Michaels, 7 News, Detroit.
I wonder if she can get cuter, by the way. My God. Well, anyway, that is the story of that guy. Levi says, terrible, terrible story, but modern medicine is incredible. Before and after the surgery, holy smokes. Yeah, that's fantastic. Nick says, I wonder if he really shot himself. Something fishy with the story. I don't know why you would say that. What seems fishy? Dan says, so did his family raise the money to pay for what had to be a multi-million dollar procedure? Yeah, I don't know. I think maybe they just did it and then they got to pay him back. Who knows? Cole says it's his own fault. Don't give him money. I don't know if I can get behind that. Tophus says there had to have been signs. That's terrible. Nick says that the before pictures, it looks like a Artie Lang impression. Man Bun Chris says waiting for a wild EZ comment. I might have snuck one in there. The Magical Misfit says, yeah, this part sucks. I lost my best friend to after-service suicide. Holy shit. Patrick says, I hate this so much. Imagine being his parent and finding him. Yeah. You know, I can only imagine. I pray that that doesn't happen to anybody. Nick says, well, he said he'd never do that, and he had a bunch of friends over, maybe an accident. Yeah, I don't know. He doesn't remember anything, though. All right, so there you go. Let's see, where are we now? Thank you, as always, to the sponsors. My God. TC Paintball. We've got a paintball event coming up on Sunday, June 1st. I want you there. Head over to, or send me an email with an RSVP, or text me if you have my phone number, whatever. I want to pack towels at TC Paintball. And if you want to book an event, go to tcpaintballgr.com. That's tcpaintballgr.com. Haircuts. King's Room Barbershop. That's where I go. That's where I want you to go. They've got three locations in West Michigan: Northland Drive, Caledonia, and at 821 36th Street. They're awesome. King's Room Barbershop. When you go to kingsroom.net, you'll get exact locations, hours of operation, and schedules to find out where your stylist is during the week. Haircuts are $19 plus tip. For any guy to get their hair cut, or a chick who likes short hair, and they do it all. If you need a dye job, whatever. But haircuts start at $19. Online at kingsroom.net. Thank you, King's Room Barbershop. Cutting hair for dudes and chicks who like short hair for 51 years, virtually. Thank you, King's Room Barbershop. My pal Frank Fuss says, no matter where you are in the U.S., he can help you get started with your insurance policy through healthcare.gov. Become a client of Frank's and mention me when you do so. Go to buyinsurancehere.com for more information on how you can take advantage of his services. When you go to buyinsurancehere.com, it's just a form. You fill it out. Frank reaches out to you, and away you go. It might not be for healthcare.gov that you need help with. Maybe you're getting ready to take advantage of your Medicare entitlements. Maybe you're doing Social Security planning. Head over to buyinsurancehere.com. You can also sell you a life insurance policy, and doggone it, you should have one of those. I just heard from Kyle over at formerly known as Dumpster Divers. He says he's doing an eviction. He says, I'm doing a gross eviction as we speak.
Hello?
Hey, how's the eviction going?
Oh, it's crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
So what part of town is it in?
Where are we? Kentwood?
Okay. So some assholes got out. You're throwing all his shit in the garbage?
Yeah, sort of. We're sort of doing like a... We're kind of sorting stuff and setting stuff to the side. It's wild.
Okay, I'm just calling because I had no idea there was a name change.
Oh, yeah, totally.
When did that happen?
Oh, maybe December.
Holy shit. All right, I'll get the details later. It's a good thing, right?
Yeah, it's good because, it'll help us with the franchising part.
All right, I didn't tell you that we're podcasting. We're podcasting.
Yeah, I figured. I heard like the sound of your voice is podcasty.
Well, everybody says, I told everybody to reach out to Emilio and get a goddamn dumpster so that fucker will see that that Eric Zane Show podcast is the best place to advertise.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. I just wanted to bug you and find out about that. Go Lions.
Go Lions, baby.
All right. Thanks again for the dumpy.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, buddy.
All right, love you guys. Deuces.
There you go. It's Kyle from Dumpaholics. I'm always the last to know. It's asshole of the daytime, folks. Let's see. Who's it going to be? I know some of you dumbasses want motorcycle guy to be the asshole of the day. That's ridiculous. You realize he tried to kill that guy. I don't like loud pipes either. Give me a fucking break. Bob says, jerk off biker. No, you dick. It's the asshole of the day. Brought to you by me is Minivan Guy. Rebecca says Amway. Nick says, I have to give their name to my girlfriend. She's always evicting people and they leave everything a mess. Oh, that's so bad. Tofa says Amway is a good one. All right. That's my time. You guys are the best. I'll talk to you on the Patreon bonus podcast. Don't forget, we got a Big Fraud Thursday coming up tomorrow. That's going to do it from the Impact Power Sports Studio. Have a good one. Till next time, thank you for being here, and bye-bye.